Hello and welcome to the February Lancet HIV podcast. I'm Philippa Harris, the deputy editor, and today I'm talking to Dr. Marta Nunes from the University of the Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, South Africa. I'm going to be talking to Marta about her randomized controlled trial on the immunogenicity and safety of different dosing schedules for influenza vaccine in pregnant women living with HIV. This article is published as part of the February issue. Hi, Marta. Thanks for talking to us today. Why do we need to study vaccine responses in people living with HIV specifically?
So that question is really important at the moment, and especially for influenza, for example, because we are trying to develop new influenza vaccines. And of course, we want to understand how they work in the HIV infected population. And also specifically for influenza, we want to study influenza vaccines in the HIV infected population because this population has been described to have a higher risk of influenza disease, and not only a higher risk of influenza disease, but also a higher risk of severe influenza disease with HIV infected individual is infected with influenza has a higher risk of severe disease and even mortality. Also, why is we really need to understand the relationship of immune responses to vaccines in this population? Because we have seen that even though this population normally does not respond that well to vaccines, the vaccine still works. So this population is still protected. So we are very interested in understanding in the HIV-infected individuals this relationship between immune response to vaccines and protection against disease.
And does pregnancy have a further effect on immune response and vaccine responsiveness? How does the sort of pregnancy status and HIV status, is there an interplay between those?
Yeah, so that was really also one of our questions when we started studying this field, if pregnancy would have another effect on the immune response, especially because pregnancy is also a state in the that causes immune depression in the women. So we were really thinking, can these also alter the response to vaccines? And what we have seen so far, us and other colleagues, is that pregnancy, it seems that does not change the immune response to vaccines, at least to influenza vaccine. It has been shown that there is not a consistent decrease in immune response of pregnant women compared to non-pregnant women.
And why is it so important that pregnant women receive the flu vaccine?
Yeah, so this is really the main topic of our research at the moment. Why do we need to vaccinate pregnant women? And this is really a threefold point. That the first is that we and others that pregnant women have a higher risk also of influenza disease. Also, it has been shown that if a mother during pregnancy has a respiratory infection, for example, with influenza, this can be harmful to the pregnancy and can cause a preterm delivery or even fetal death. And the third point of why should we vaccinate pregnant women is that has been described that vaccinating pregnant women, we are also protecting the infant. So when the infant is born, it carries antibodies that are transported across the placenta, and the infant is protected during the first few months of life, when the antibodies of the mother can help protect against against infection. So really, vaccinating during pregnancy, we say that it's you give a shot to one person, but indeed you are protecting three individuals: the mother, the fetus, and the infant.
So in your trial, you looked at different vaccine dosing schedules to boost the antibody response in pregnant women living with HIV. So what were the results from your trial?
Yeah, so this was a trial that we did after initial trial that that was conducted earlier, where we did a placebo randomized control trial, also in HIV infected women. And what we saw is that compared to HIV uninfected women, the women living with HIV had a lower immune response to influenza vaccine. So what we decided is that can we boost somehow, can we increase this immune response in the women living with HIV? And that's why we did the second trial where we used a boosting strategy or using two vaccinations then 1 month apart. And we were really thinking, can we increase the antibody response to vaccination using these other strategies? And what we have seen is that indeed there was not really an increase, a statistically significant increase and clinical significant increase in immune response, either using a boosting dose or a two regimen dose. So unfortunately, what we saw is that with the three strategies, using a single dose, a boosting dose, or two single doses, were very similar immune responses in the women living with HIV.
But you said that, you know, even when antibody responses might not be as low, it still has a protective effect. So did the antibody responses from your trial translate to a reduction in flu cases?
Yeah. So let me just go back, to our earlier trial where we did a placebo randomized using a single vaccine dose. And what we saw is that even though the immune response in women living with HIV was lower than women without HIV that received influenza vaccine, the HIV positive women were protected. So compared to the placebo arm, the attack rate of influenza was lower in the HIV-infected women who received vaccine compared to the placebo. So even though the immune response was lower, they are still protected. And what we have seen now in this trial, in our current trial, was that the three regimens that we tested, the women have the same attack rate of influenza. But we need to keep in mind that this study was not really designed to look at the vaccine efficacy, but it does look like that there was no benefit in protection against influenza also using the boosted or the two doses of influenza vaccine. So basically, the antibody response corresponded to the vaccine efficacy, meaning that there was no difference in the three arms of the study.
And are there any other vaccine-preventable illnesses which are kind of looking at similar approaches to understand how to boost antibody response in people living with HIV?
Yeah, definitely. So we should... All the vaccines that are currently given to HIV infected individuals should study if they have a immune response comparable to the non-HIV infected population. And indeed, in our unit in South Africa, we are doing quite a few studies looking at the childhood vaccination and comparing the immune response in children that are infected with HIV compared to children that are not infected with HIV. And especially nowadays, we are really paying a lot of attention also to the infants and the children that even though they are not HIV positive, they are HIV exposed. So they are born to HIV positive women. So that is really, really a population that we need to pay a lot of attention. So because we have seen that even though these babies are born HIV uninfected, that immune response to the normal routine vaccines is still not great, is still lower for some of the epitopes compared to babies that are born to HIV uninfected women. And then specifically, if we want to talk about adults and about pregnant women, so another vaccine that has been recommended for pregnant women is the vaccination against pertussis. And now in a lot of countries, indeed, it is recommended for pregnant women to be vaccinated against pertussis. But again, we do not know if the women who live with HIV will respond in the same way and will be protected the same way against pertussis that are the women who are HIV and infected. So definitely studies looking at pertussis vaccination in HIV positive pregnant women are needed at the moment. And indeed, there are quite a few vaccines that are in the pipeline for targeting pregnant women. And all these vaccines will need to be studied in the context of HIV, because countries where a lot of these diseases exist are countries with high burden of HIV infection. So we definitely need to study how the immune response to new vaccines that will be targeted to pregnant women work in women infected with HIV.
Okay, so yeah, more work to be done.
Definitely.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us. And as I said before, you can read the study, which is open access, in the February issue of the Lancet HIV issue.